WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates is known to a wide audience for his path-breaking studies of African-American literature and for his articles on controversial subjects like rap music lyrics and black anti-Semitism in papers like the New York Times and the Village Voice. Gates has a new memoir called Colored People, in which he tells the story of his coming of age in the 50s and early 60s in West Virginia. Critic Maureen Carrigan has this review.
As critic Adam Begley pointed out in a recent issue of the irreverent academic journal Lingua Franca, it's become a hot trend for scholars to publish their memoirs for a popular audience. This frightening phenomenon was set in motion by feminist critics in the 1970s, who decided not to write anymore in the traditional third-person voice of God, but rather in the first person. This subjective style has influenced other academics who are now going one step further and analyzing their own lives as texts. Knowing how academic egos can run amok, I'm wary of this trend. But the recent memoirs I've read have been pretty absorbing. There's been French professor Alice Kaplan's award-winning book, French Lessons, and tough guy English professor Franklin Trichia's memoir, The Edge of Night. Now, Henry Louis Gates has weighed in with Colored People. Gates introduces Colored People with a letter to his two daughters. He says his reason for writing about his life is to teach them and us about the vanished world of Piedmont, West Virginia. Piedmont was the mill town where he lived with his mother, who worked as a cleaning woman, his father, a mill worker, and his older brother. Gates claims he's not trying to be, quote, every Negro. Instead, this is a small story about his childhood and adolescence and the sort of segregated peace that once prevailed in Piedmont. Taken on these terms, Colored People is vivid, sentimental, and even moving, kind of like the Waltons told from another side of the mountain. Some of Gates's most charming recollections have to do with the dances, hairstyles, and TV shows he and his friends liked. In Piedmont, Gates says, the TV was the ritual arena for the drama of race. Everyone gathered at night to watch what Dr. King was doing. Years later, Gates grew the town's first afro. His father, he remembers, disparagingly called it KKK hair, knotty, kinky, and can't comb-y. But there's also something irritating about colored people. It has to do with the suspicious seamlessness of the world Gates recreates. We know he left Piedmont for Yale, but we don't meet the young Gates who wanted to make that journey. We know he dated white girls, but we don't know how Gates understands these interracial attractions. The uneasy sense that Gates is keeping a lot of himself to himself is compounded by his voice. He speaks almost exclusively in the language of the Piedmont kid he was and doesn't give us the benefit of his adult voice. For instance, he writes, "You could be as ugly as homemade sin dipped in misery and still be thought attractive if you had good hair." As evocative as that one sentence is, a whole book of it sounds corny. Gates' performance here feels forced. It reminds me of an academic conference I heard about where two scholars gave papers. The first scholar, an African-American academic, presented his paper as a rap song. The second, a Marxist, talked purely in the language of his old blue-collar neighborhood. Speech that was once authentic came off as phony because it had to be consciously put on. Now, I don't think that Gates or anybody should sound like Alastair Cook or even Russell Baker. But like it or not, studying literature does change how you present yourself in words. The Gates who's doing the remembering in Colored People keeps too silent. And the Gates who's being remembered sounds too rustic and rusty.
Maureen Carrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Colored People by Henry Louis Gates.